Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations, podcasts, and sports teams. And not to forget, the new Russell Brand podcast exclusively on Audioboom. By the way, Audioboom's mobile app is terrific for listening and also for creating audio. On the creative side, the app makes it easy from anywhere. One of the best features is that you can record on the fly when you're out and about, and even trim the recording with an editing function before uploading it. That is really useful and easy to use. There are new rumors of what Beats Music will look like when Apple relaunches the service this summer, and a new startup merges a music service with personal broadcasting. We'll get to all that and more. First, a reminder of Rain Summit West, which is coming up on April 12th in Las Vegas. It is the leading information and networking event for the streaming audio industry. The conference is famous for high-quality panel discussions, research reports, and keynote speeches, and equally famous for tremendous networking opportunities. It happens the day before the NAB show in Vegas, and in the same place, it really is the most important event of the year. For information, go to rainnews.com and click Summits. Beats Music, rumors, the two go together, and there were more leaks this week. Published in the New York Times, the information came from unnamed sources within Apple, which bought the Beats Music service last year, and also from unnamed record label executives. Beats Music will probably relaunch this summer, although that too remains unconfirmed. Whenever it does reemerge, Beats Music will probably not be called Beats Music. The leaks this week give substance to what most observers suspect, which is that it will be integrated with Apple's other music products, iTunes and iTunes Radio. There is a major redesign in progress, too, apparently. One of the big news items has to do with earlier rumors which asserted that Apple wanted to lower the subscription cost from $10 a month to $8. Not going to happen, according to the New York Times. Meanwhile, there's no hint or buzz about any particular innovation of the service, which at the moment offers pretty much the same features as other on-demand music services. Speaking of innovation, UR Radio is a fresh-from-the-gate startup which launched this week. It's an online radio service somewhat like Pandora, but with an important new twist. Users can broadcast their playlists to any number of followers in real time. That's like turning the internet radio around in the other direction and sending it out into the world. A dozen or thousands of listeners can be hooked into the same stream at the same time. Even more interesting, the user who is broadcasting can interrupt the music for voice breaks or even ditch the music altogether and do a talk show. UR Radio is an intriguing platform that is framed as a social listening network. It does serve that purpose, but can also be used as a lightweight, dead simple streaming broadcast platform. In a field populated with services that often seem too identical to each other, as I mentioned just a minute ago with Beats Music, this startup is a refreshing jolt of innovation. There's a new, freshly minted podcast company in town. By in town, I mean on the internet, of course, where a vitalized on-demand audio category is in the news constantly. This new company is called Amplify, spelled A-M-P-L-I-F-I. The full name is Amplify Media, and the founder has left a 40-year executive radio career to start it up. It's Steve Goldstein, the executive vice president and head content programmer at Saga Communications. That's a U.S. radio group that owns nearly 100 radio stations. We spoke to Mr. Goldstein about the new venture. He intends to develop new audio programs from the ground up and supply first-rate on-demand podcasts in categories that he thinks are poorly served right now. So, Amplify Media joins a quickly growing array of podcast-specific companies that are involved in the production and monetization of on-demand programs. Audioboom is a major one, of course. Other startups include Podcast One, Midroll Media, Earwolf, Panoply, Gimlet, and several others. Android Auto is Google's digital dashboard system for cars. It was announced over a year ago, and this week it became a tangible reality. Not in a specific car model, but in an aftermarket product from Pioneer, which makes replacement head units that car owners can install in their dashboards. The new Pioneer lineup includes Android Auto functionality and also Apple CarPlay functions. CarPlay is a competing system. Apple and Google, of course, battling it out for dominance in cars just as they are in smartphones, which underlines the increasing reality that cars have turned into big, personal, mobile devices. Android Auto works with Android phones that drivers bring into the car, just as CarPlay works with iPhones. In each case, the dashboard creates simplified touch interfaces for phone functions, purportedly making it safer to interact with the phone while hurtling down a crowded highway. When it comes to streaming audio, Android Auto will work with any app that is enabled for Android Auto. One of the first such streaming services to do that out of the gate is TuneIn, which aggregates radio stations and other audio sources. Here's a bit of news from the ever-controversial world of music legalities. The U.S. Congress has received a new bill called the Allocation for Music Producers Act. The nickname for the piece of legislation is AMP. The purpose of this proposed bill is to funnel music royalties to producers and engineers who help create recordings. Now, the odd wrinkle here is that SoundExchange, the U.S. agency in charge of collecting streaming royalties on behalf of record labels, already pays out part of the money to producers and engineers, only in those cases where the main performing artist or band requests it. In other words, producers and engineers are not automatically rights holders in music recordings, but they can be designated as such, and then they share in revenues. So why the law? That's a good question, which we asked SoundExchange, and the company told us that the bill would make their existing process part of the U.S. law. SoundExchange does advocate for the AMP Act, saying it would cement a better deal for producers and engineers, or at least some of them. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.